And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Some of us spend more time in the kitchen than others, and some of us are more accomplished in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And some of us sort of have things that we do and recipes that we cook, and we cook them, we've cooked them the same way our whole lives, right? And then someone comes along and goes, hey, what if you didn't do that and you did this instead?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow, how did I not know that?
No, see, I'm like, you cook the way you want to cook. And I'll just keep doing my thing.
I'll keep eating my garbage. Here's a list. Now, this is a big list, so we would probably just flick through a few of them, of things you're doing wrong in the kitchen. First of all, adding milk or cream to scrambled eggs. Apparently, it actually will thin out your eggs, making them easy to overcook.
Nah.
Yep.
Who's writing this?
Don't ask follow-up questions,
okay,
mate.
Sorry.
Cooking bacon on a pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the traditional way, but if you want the real flavour... Oven's the way to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. I've got an hour. Just cook this bacon.
Mate.
Turn the oven up.
Air fryer.
Oh, my. Air fryer. I walked right into that.
Yeah.
I walked right into that.
Taking the seeds out of chili. I mean, A, don't.
Just leave them in.
But B, apparently the seeds do make it a bit spicy, but the real gear is in the membrane, that sort of pith. The white stuff on the inside, that's the spicy gear.
Okay.
Only flipping your steak once. I do that. Like, I very rarely cook a steak, but I'm like, I've had it drilled into me that you let it go for a little bit till you see the blood on top, then you flip it.
Yeah.
And then you go again, and then that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. Who cares, they say. what you want to do is make sure your meat is perfectly and evenly cooked, and then also have dinner. Sorry, I couldn't help myself there.
They're like you're not gonna
ruin the flavour by flipping a steak a couple of times, apparently.
I'm just taking advice from some random person here. Continue.
Oh, mate.
No, continue.
No.
No.
How about this? Using boiling water to make coffee? No. Boil it, then let it sit for 30 seconds.
Once again, do you think I have time to waste? Who's got the time? Don't act like you're not with me on this one.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're right. Don't rinse cooked pasta with water. I do this all the time. Because I think I did it. I realised I need to do it with rice, and now I do it with pasta as well. Maybe I don't need to.
You don't need to do it with rice. You wash it beforehand, not after.
Apparently, the sauce won't stick to your pasta properly if you wash it.
Yeah, it's kind of because, and you need the pasta water.
Don't roast your potatoes without parboiling them first. I do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, again, you'll be there all day.
Mm.
Look, and then there's one here. Pardon?
No, sorry.
No, go on. No, come on, smarty.
Do you put a bit of duck fat in your potatoes?
Why?
Because that'll take your potatoes to the next level.
How about the ducks?
No, I know. It's not for me. But when every time I ask, what is with these potatoes?
It's duck
they're
fat.
They're like, oh, it's a secret ingredient. And I'm like, ugh. But damn, these potatoes are good.
We've fattened up some ducks by force. God, look into that. You want to look into something, look into that.
Mate.
Here's one. Throwing away spoiled wine, right? You know wine goes bad after a while. Don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Here's what they say.
Oh,
right?
Here we go.
This is my favourite.
Put it in the oven.
Air fry. Chuck it in an air fryer.
Air fry it?
No.
Yeah.
No. No one wants to waste wine, but sometimes it starts to give off an unpleasant odour. Much like some people I know.
Yeah.
To fix this, just add a cleaned coin to the bottle.
Oh!
The coin, amazingly, will strip away the foul scent like magic. It will also choke you and, put germs. I know it says cleaned, but I'm not putting a coin in me.
This article is written by a room full of monkeys, and I am not taking their advice.
Delicious monkeys.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log.
I'm ready to take it. Got my arms open. Give it to me, Cameron Ling.
How long have you been engaged?
When did I get engaged? 2021.
Yeah, so a couple of years.
2 years.
18 months? 18 months.
18 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, there's a guy who's just doing a little bit of work at home. For us at the moment, just a bit in the backyard, a bit of tidying up. I started chatting with him yesterday.
Oh, you had to break the news that I was engaged. Sorry, mate. A lot of people ask.
What's that loggy like?
Spoken. Spoken for, and the next question was why?
I know.
Spoken for. He has just got engaged.
Oh, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yes, yeah. Big congratulations.
Special time.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah.
I said, oh, wow, well, you know, what? How long ago? What's the go? Have you set a date? All that sort of thing. From moment of engagement.
Yes.
Until booked, set date, went to numerous venues, everything locked away 100%.
Yeah.
8 days.
Oh, that's quick.
That is. There's reason for that.
Is there like a is there a shotgun situation?
No. No, there's no little bun cooking away.
Okay. Yeah. Just very efficient.
I would say sort of cares about the wedding and actually.
Hang on, is this a dig at me or a dig at Jimmy?
And this is coming for you.
Okay.
Both of you. Both.
The gentleman that I was talking to who didn't want his name mentioned at all because alarm bells were starting to go off in his head, don't worry about it, because it was a little bit too efficient.
Oh.
he has had nothing to do with this 8-day time period for setting a date, going around to venues and booking a venue and locking it all in. It has been all on his bride-to-be side.
Yes.
So I got thinking, well, it's on you. The 18-month time frame, the 2-year time frame, the lack of care, the lack of effort, the lack of desire to actually be betrothed to your wonderful Jimmy James.
No. International Women's Day clearly over.
Yeah, I know. God, I was safe for 24 hours. Yeah.
Do you just don't want to?
No, of course I want to, Cameron Ling. Of course I want to.
Do you need to sit down and have a chat with Jimmy James?
I need to sit down and have a chat with you and be like, can we borrow a few buckaroos?
Well, so that's this is clearly the thing is, this guy's a tradie. So what's he on, 70, 80 an hour doing whatever it is he does? Probably standing around watching someone else do work. Clearly, he doesn't have the limitations that maybe some of the rest of us do.
Just crunch the numbers. 8 days versus 18 months. Who cares more?
All right. Can one of you be the MC and one of you be the DJ? I'll leave it up to you. Actually, Tom, please be the DJ.
You've got Bowden here. Bowden can be the DJ. He is a DJ.
Yes.
And Tom can MC. And
I can't afford Bowden, but I can afford
after everything that I've just said, if you happen to not want to invite me, that's completely fine as well.
Okay. What I will say, Cameron Ling, is that did you organise your wedding?
I had something to do with it.
I've said to Jimmy James, I've said to him, he knows what he's in for. He knows he's betrothed to an anxious woman. And I've said, you tell me where, when, and how. I know the why already, but if you tell me the rest of it, I will be there.
Oh, yeah. So it's all Jimmy's fault that it hasn't been organised.
It's not his fault.
You're just passing the blame.
I am passing
a little
the blame.
Hand pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe care some more. 8 days. 8 days, Log. You can do it.
And you can pay Bowden in coffee. That's what we're doing. So that's fine.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Oh, you just feel for Tiger Woods, you know. He split from his ex-girlfriend and it's getting a bit nasty.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, so apparently this is from TMZ exclusively, right? They have learned that she's actually suing him for $30 million, claiming that he cooked up a scheme to toss her out of their home. Now, her name is Erica, and she said the Tiger actually broke up with her last fall, which is their autumn, which is our spring.
So in spring.
In spring.
Yeah.
The couple have been living together in Florida for 6 years, during which time Erica says she performed valuable services for Tiger in exchange for living there rent-free. Now, she admits that she doesn't have that in writing, but refers to an oral tenancy agreement, which was supposed to last 5 more years after their split. Keep it together, Tom.
Can I keep it together?
No.
I'm just going to sit this one out. Thanks, guys.
It's best for everyone.
I'm going to pop out.
It means it was not in writing, but it was spoken.
Yes, correct.
It was spoken, not written. Okay. Now, after the breakup, Erica says that Tiger's people were like, hey, pack a suitcase. Tom, where did you go?
Tom's actually left the studio, by the way.
Okay. So, they said, you're going to go on a short vacation. Tommy's standing outside the window just smiling. Oh, my. Okay. Now he's doing charades. what an oral tenancy agreement might look like. Anyway, I can't look at him. Erica says that they were going to go for a short vacation without Tiger, and his people drove her to the airport. And then once they arrived at the airport, she was told she'd been locked out of the house, could not go back, and the lawyers and that were like, that's it, you're out.
That's a new way of breaking up with someone. That's a bit brutal. That's worse than a text message or an email. 100%.
She also claims that they confiscated more than 40K. Thomas Lewis, stop it. I can't look at him. She also claims that they confiscated more than $40,000 US in cash that she had in the house and accused her of doing something shady to get the money. So things are getting quite dirty. Not as dirty as what Tom is charading out there behind the window, but it is getting dirty and nasty nonetheless for Tiger Woods.
And with Tom being out of the studio, how do we actually move on from trending? We say that's what's been trending.
That's what's been
check
trending,
out
but
more.
We've got Bode and the Work Experience guy.
Yeah, true.
Here.
We don't need Tommy anymore.
Tom, stay out there.
Check out krock.com.au for more trending news. And coming up next is a phone topic that you're handling, Log.
Maybe we do need Tom. Tom, come back.
Please come back, Tommy.
Okay, you can hit the button now.
We'll go to that after Celestial on K-Rock.
Yeah!
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
There's a podcast out. It's called Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers, which sounds like a good time if you ask me.
Is that our podcast?
it's hosted by Mark Allen, who's a former professional golfer and a media personality, and David Schwartz, formerly of the Melbourne Demons.
Yes, big ox.
Yep, so Marco and the Ox.
Yes.
You reckon you guys have got ridiculous nicknames.
Yeah.
Marco and the Ox. So they do a couple of blokes, couple of beers, and they basically tell a couple of stories in the time it takes to drink a couple of beers, and they do it on a weekly basis, and that's sort of how the podcast works. Now, this was brought to my attention the other day because you got a mention in it, Lingy. I thought it was very interesting. So Ox is rolling through the top five or six most disrespectful things you can do in sports.
Most disrespectful things you can do as a sportsman on a field or a court.
To another sportsman or to anyone in general?
To another sportsman or to the game itself.
Right.
Because I reckon when you are the number one player in the world and you are carrying on like a four-year-old to the referee, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I thought I'd just come up with my top five.
You've got your top five?
Top five. So I was sitting in bed the other night and I thought, top five. And I'll start at number five.
Right. All right, that makes sense.
And then I'll go up to number one. All right, number five. Wiping blood on an opponent. Oh,
Nathan
number five.
Buckley style.
Nathan Buckley style.
Bucks did that
pretty
to
bad.
Who?
I reckon
it was Linger.
Could have been Cameron Ling.
I reckon it was Cameron Ling.
Good memory.
Long time ago.
Was it Cameron Ling?
It was, yes. That was a long time ago. That was 2002. So really early in my career. What's that, my third season?
Yeah.
I remember it, yeah, quite well. It was the first time I ever experienced a bit of a... media sensation's not the right word, but a real fixation on me and something that I'd been involved in.
Yeah.
So it was the first time I ever drove up to training, say on the Monday, and noticed there were cameras and journos everywhere waiting outside the gate. And I just naively like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people at our training.
Yeah.
And I got out of my car and started walking, and they just came for me. Wow. Or what did you think of Nathan Buckley wiping blood? You know, are you worried about your health? It was all the big fixation. The blood rule had only been in for a couple of years and around HIV and Hep B transference and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they just swarmed. It was huge for sort of 48 to probably 72 hours that week.
Well, I've got a bit of the audio of the actual moment here in the match.
That would be the accusation I would think that Ling appeared to be making there. Because Ling was pointing at his jumper, saying, that's his blood, and he put it on me.
So how did he put the blood on you?
So what happened, Log, and I'm going to own up to this, so it's time to just be honest. A lot of people can recall that incident. They also don't recall... So Nathan Buckley got suspended for a week for what he did there, bring the game into disrepute or something like that. I also got suspended for a week after that one because I may have caused the blood on Nathan Buckley by a little tap to just above his sort of eyebrow.
Yeah.
We were in a bit of a wrestle and I'd been playing on him that day, split him open, and he was bleeding from something that I'd done to him.
Mm.
So he was pretty fired up. The umpire sent him off under the blood rule. And it was back in the day where if you had any blood on you at all, you had to leave the ground as well and change your jumper. So as I'm in his face a little bit saying, you know, get off the ground, and a few teammates are the same thing because we're all pretty hot under the collar at that stage.
Yeah.
Nathan just leant forward with his forehead, his eyebrow, and wiped it on, say, on my chest, my pec of my jumper, in order to make sure that I had to leave the ground as well.
Okay.
Under the blood rule.
Right.
So, and straight away I've blown up going, he's just wiped blood on me. I don't want to, because I didn't want to leave the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm showing the umpire my jump and going, he just wiped it on me. I shouldn't have to go off. But we both got sent from the ground under the blood rule. And as we're running towards the bench, I think I was letting him have it a little bit, saying, you know, you're this and you're that, and you should never, like, I was just angry that I had to leave as well.
And then also pop that nice white jumper in with some nappy sand. And we all know how hard it is to get blood out. If you don't get to it straight away.
Dodsy would have got her mum to do it for her.
Well, I had to present the jumper at the tribunal.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
but not quite with nappy sand. It had been sponged off through the game in case my next jumper because you only have one replacement one.
If it
got ripped or blood, I then had to put back my original one. So when we presented it at the tribunal, it had kind of this like really light, faint red that looked nothing.
Yeah.
I reckon they were all looking at it going, oh, geez, you were carrying on a bit on the field there. That was a bit of an overreaction. Yeah.
So no hard feelings with Bucks over that incident? It's a bit of give and take, it sounds like.
Yeah, I love Bucks. I love Bucks. He was outstanding to me a couple of times. When I was a young player too, doing like the footy show and things like that, he really looked after me. I reckon he's an absolute ripper.
Yeah.
We never had a problem. It got mentioned in his book as well when his book. So it was a big deal at that time. And as I said, first time early on in my career that I'd ever felt like, oh, wow, there's a bit of a storm around something that had happened to me on the field.
Mm. As long as he didn't put it on your face or in your mouth or something, get on his finger and then just stick it in your gob. That would have been a different...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been nice.
You would have knocked him right out. And I would have been like, go Lingy. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. All I'm saying is that when Isla Fisher said, hey, I've opened up about something, and it turns out to be it was to my husband, Sacha Baron Cohen, whilst he was dressed as Borat, I said, all right, I understand it.
Oh, we were. King in the castle, king in the castle. Have a chair, I have a chair. Oh, go do this. King in the castle.
I'm just saying, I don't find it like, I didn't say, what? I was like, okay, I can see it. And then you guys are like, disgusting.
Well, that's not how we said it.
No, that's not how we said it at all. But we did both agree. Very, very funny. Character Borat, hilarious, all of that. Mm. A big leap from funny to sexy.
Yeah, you're right.
And I've made that leap before in my own personal life.
your whole dating life has been based around that. So, fair. But there are very different variations of Borat, different iterations.
There's
the mankini.
I don't
there's
like the mankini,
okay.
No.
Okay. So it's the suit.
It's the suit.
Yeah, okay.
It's the suit. And maybe Tanae from Corio will agree with me today. Is that correct, or are you about to shut me way down?
No, actually, I'm totally on your side. I think him in a suit, like, he's not actually a bad-looking man.
No.
Like, he's okay.
Yes.
So I can see it as well. I'm down for it.
Yes.
Okay, but you use the word okay again.
Oh, no, sorry. Okay, sorry. No, I think he's actually a good-looking man. Like, he's not just okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's cute. Like, I'm down.
Yes. She's so down. You can hear it in her voice.
As Borat would say, great success.
But that's the other thing as well, though. Like, him is funny. Like, that's funny to
hilarious.
Me. Like, it's sexy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's funny sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? You two boys should be absolutely rooting for funny sexy because that's the only way. That's what I'm just saying.
That's a very poor choice of words
there.
Lauren?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.